Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Get ready for the Ellingson Angus Real World Genetics Annual Production Sale. Join us Saturday, February 7th at the ranch in St. Anthony, North Dakota for an outstanding offering of 1,240 Angus bulls, heifers, and cows. Check out this lineup: 355 yearling and 18-month-old bulls, 50 registered bred heifers, 600 commercial open heifers, 180 commercial bred heifers, and 50 coming 3-year-old cows. All bred for calving ease, growth, and profit-driven performance while maintaining longevity, disposition, and efficiency. These cattle are ranch-raised, data-backed, and ready to go to work for your program. Attend in person or bid online at DV Auction or Northern Livestock Video, and all sale information from videos to catalogs is available at ellingsonangus.com and ranchchannel.com. Ellingson Angus, Real World Genetics. Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Did you know, we haven't done one of these for a while, the year was 1673. That's when the post office began delivering mail between New York and Maine. And I'm bringing this up because I want to do a really big tip of the hat to all of the postmen, the postwomen out there, the drivers for FedEx and UPS, and all of these other companies, because over the holidays, for one, I mean, they're running rampant. But number two, they are so good, and they are so good to us that they know if there's a little bit bigger package that they can't put in the box that we have up on the hill for packages, they'll bring it down. They know where to deliver it. They're always really good. And like, even coming into our place, it can get really icy. So they're just so good about making sure that we get our stuff. And I just want to do a tip of the hat to them, because they're the unsung heroes, especially when it comes to the holidays.
You know, you're right. A lot of folks end up griping a lot about the Postal Service, or they're saying, oh my gosh, my mail didn't show up. But think about those people that are showing up every day, and they are going through bad weather.
And a lot of times they're working overtime,
yes,
and they're out late and they're trying to deliver, and they just don't get thanked enough. Now I feel guilty that we should have given them something for Christmas.
I feel bad too. We should have put something in the mailbox.
We still can. I guess it's not too late.